Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia dealers of Ireland. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia are with you all the way.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551, wash your hands, and 1850 715 815. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
It's a weird story, but maybe not too weird in the world we're now living in. It happened last Monday week, what, 4 or 5 days after Christmas. What happened, Michael? You were in Aldi.
That's right, on the 28th there, and observing social distancing between myself and the lady in front, and then there was a couple behind me with a trolley, all keeping our 2 metres with our masks or whatever on. Then I heard someone behind me say, could I jump in to the couple in the trolley? So I turned around and there was a lady on my shoulder.
Right.
Literally on my shoulder, no mask.
Okay.
She just a couple of items, but I already had started paying for, or the lady was checking my stuff out.
Yeah, okay.
So I just said to her, would you mind stepping back the 2 metres?
Well, the first thing that happens is now when that occurs is we get a fright.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get a fright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you said,
would you mind stepping back 2 metres? You're not wearing a mask. And she said to me, oh, I'm healthy. And I said, but the numbers are very high.
Okay.
So that was the end of it. Paid my shopping, left, got into my car, took off my mask, sanitised my hands. Next thing, there's a big bang on my driver's window.
Okay.
Guys shouting and roaring. Luckily, that door was closed because the car I have, you just click a button and only the driver's door opens. So next thing, he comes around to the other side of the car and opens my door, and he's shouting and screaming at me. And
was he wearing a mask?
Is he wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, okay.
He kicks me into my car.
Kicked you?
Kicked me like a kung fu karate kick into the side of my leg. So I didn't know where I was. So total shock. So.
And what was he shouting? Because and the reason shouting is so awful as well is because of the spray from shouting. But what was he actually shouting?
He was saying, you're not to talk to her. You don't go near her. How dare you say anything to her?
This is the woman that said, can I jump the queue? And you said,
yeah.
Not on my shoulder, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was totally in shock. I managed to close my door.
Hmm.
He got into his car, which happened to be 2 spaces from me. I said, not thinking Aldi would have excellent CCTV. I said, I'll take a photograph of the edge.
Okay.
Because it was night time, so I was thinking, take a photograph of the edge. So I went to the back. Now, I went just, he was 2 ways, and there was nothing in between, so I just took the photograph. Next thing, he's out, right over into my face.
Oh, good luck.
Roaring and shouting and aggressive. I thought I was going to be dead there and then.
Yeah.
So, luckily, his girlfriend and another fella in the car had sense to persuade him to step back. Still in shock.
Yeah, you sound like you're still very shook.
Yeah, I know, but there and then I was in shock. So, went into Aldi, met the store manager. Very helpful. He reassured me. He had CCTV, excellent CCTV, took a few details. Went home, took an hour, had my dinner, went down to my local guard station, made a statement.
Yeah.
And presume it'll progress through the system or whatever.
Michael, but when she came up in a panic to say, can I skip the queue, can I jump in, was she... After buying Calpol for a very sick child or something that she needed to get out in a hurry, what was her shopping basket full of?
Well, there was only 2 things in her hands, and one thing was a bag of ice. So I let you and the listeners imagine where she was going.
And what was the other thing, do you know?
Yeah. But I suppose, you know, the motivation for the phone call was to say, numbers are so bad,
I can
see why they're bad. But also, what kind of society are we living in at the moment? that can happen to someone that's just out for to get their weekly shopping.
Now, you don't regret, I hope, you don't regret, but if you do, tell me, you don't regret checking her when she appeared on your shoulder and said, listen, there's a pandemic, the numbers are out of control, it's rampant, all the language is being used by the officials at the minute. You don't regret doing that?
Absolutely not. Even though, I think we should all do it.
Yeah. And he, as you say, it was a karate kick into the car.
Yeah.
And when he came at you, like were you very brave taking the photograph?
When it happens, you're not thinking straight.
I know. You just,
Well, you just wanted to say
you had been kicked. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, even if you asked me to describe him, I'd probably struggle, but I felt the rage was the key piece of.
Did you get the rage?
I did. Okay. Yeah.
And what would you like to happen to them now?
I'd like the guards to
warn them. Do you want to see it go to court?
Absolutely.
Because
we can't have this happen in our society.
Okay. Because he threatened
I did no wrong.
You. And I know you didn't. You did right. But because he threatened you and he kicked you.
Yeah.
And then you sound like you got an awful fight when he came at you a second time.
Yeah. But the next time, what will happen to someone else could be more unfortunate than me.
By the way, what age group were these, the woman and the man?
I wouldn't say they were 30.
And they're 20.
But not far off it.
Okay. And the Gardaí, they
took details.
Because it's a
substation of another station. It has to go to that station beside where the incident happened. And they will progress the case, hopefully. I'm waiting for them to contact me back.
Okay.
They took some summary details.
Okay. Well, Michael, stay safe. How are you managing generally during the pandemic and this new stage we're at?
It's tough on everybody, but we all have to do our part at the moment, and stay safe is the number one thing.
Okay. By the way, this the guy in particular who threatened you, kicked you, assaulted you, and then threatened you again. Size wise to you, how did he appear? Was he younger? Yes, I suspect.
I'm mid 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was slightly younger. Was he bigger than you?
I'm 6'2". I'd say he's about the same.
Oh God! Oh, that was some.
But when someone comes at you,
I know.
You know whether they're big or small, you're in shock mode.
And a bag of ice. What did you say the second item was?
I couldn't see it because I wasn't paying any attention.
I know, but a bag of ice. I thought she was running out with medicine for a sick child or something. Please let me out.
Oh yeah, well we would have all jumped back if she had said that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael, let's hope it's progressed. I'm sure it will be by the Gardaí. By the way, the Gardaí have given a statement. We can now confirm that the matter was reported to Gardaí at the station. I won't give it at this stage. On the evening of the 28th, well done, you did it on the day. And the details have been forwarded to another station for investigation. The investigation is ongoing.
So
they know about it. Okay, Michael, stay safe and kind regards and Happy New Year to you and your family and many, many more of them.